Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I didn't know you could do this.
Boy. I can't wait.
I did not know you could do this. Diehard Olive Garden fans are super amped this morning because they just found out you can order soup by the gallon.
Wait a second.
It literally comes out in a bucket.
Ew,
don't sleep on that OG soup, though. It is, and they have options for you. Like, you could get the Zuppa Toscana. You could get the minestrone. You could get, they even have the gnocchi soup now. Like, they've got you with their soup options. And a gallon.
A full gallon buckets.
Got a gallon.
Prices vary by location. They do cut you a deal for buying soup in bulk. It can be 4 to 5 times cheaper than single servings, around $2.50 a bowl. Compared to $12 a bowl when you normally order it off their regular menu. But you can get a bucket. It serves 12 people or one Katie.
I was going to say, like, you can also, because they have their soup salad 12. And breadsticks serves all you can 12. Eat. So you can go in there and eat
I didn't know
more than
eat.
A gallon of soup if you want to.
I don't think I could personally walk in and say, can I have a bucket of soup? And then take the gallon? Home Depot bucket with the handle and walk out with my gallon of soup.
A gallon
or
is
two.
Not
Careful,
the
it's
Home
hot.
Depot. So you're, a gallon is like
well,
a
gallon
of milk. That's not that much. That's
no,
just
it's not.
Like,
but it's still a bucket of
it's
soup.
It's the humbling part
it's,
of you walking
the
out
process
with a bucket.
Of walking past people sitting there on the booths waiting for their seat with your bucket of soup.
You got to walk out. It's for the family.
I know exactly.
And one spoon, please.
One spoon.
And then you just sit in your car and... I hate my life.
The worst part is when you go back in for seconds.
You love your life if you're eating OG soup in the car. I'm telling you. Get some breadsticks. Ooh,
I'm going to tell you.
Loving it.
I'd probably want to get two different soups, so I'd probably be walking out with two buckets of soup.
So may I recommend?
But I'd probably want to do like curls with them as I'm going. It's for working out, bro.
Yeah, you're just trying to impress people. The pasta fagioli is a good one.
I know, Katie. I know
the soup.
Chili soup. I'm familiar with
the soup. You know
the soup?
Okay.
She worked there, so she knows
the soup. I do know the soup.
Yeah.
And I know, like, that's also the thing about Olive Garden is a lot of times when you work at a place, you don't want to eat there anymore.
Yeah.
Just, not the
not,
not
in Katie's case.
Olive Garden.
Not in Katie's
not
case.
Not the case. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh,
gosh. You're so cute.
Oh, gosh.
A bucket of soup, you guys.
Yummy.
And the pallet of breadsticks.
I know. Don't forget the breadsticks. You
come rolling up in a forklift.
Beep, beep, beep. Let me get some of them breadsticks.
Here for my soup.
Go ahead and load it up there, Mike. You got the
pasta fagioli.
Pasta fagioli. Give me a pallet of breadsticks.
Now I'm watching my weight. Maybe the minestrone this time.
And I'm going to need
two
buckets of Alfredo, too.
Oh, jeez.
Can you get the Alfredo
from my
in
family
buckets?
At 12. I
yeah.
bet you could get
oh
it.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
you
can
put any liquid in
that.
A bucket.
Yeah. Anything you want in the bucket, Katie.
You can put anything you want in that bucket.
Anyway, there's your Fat America this morning.
Jeez,
I hope you all can
one.
Relate to that and your mouth's all watery.
You all
right
got
now.
Diabetes now. So
thinking
heavy
about
in
them,
salt.
Thinking about them breadsticks. Oh, right? All right, let's talk about your relationship, your partner, your schnookums. Think about the last time you had just like a ridiculous fight with that person. What was it about? I've been married and with Nick Nack for, good God,
20 years. Too long.
2 decades next year.
Good
I'll be married
God.
To her for 2 decades, together for 24 years, I believe. And we've had all sorts of ridiculous little arguments. I'll tell you about a couple here in a second. But if you've had a ridiculous argument with your significant other, we want to hear from you today. It's the same number for the text line and the regular phone line, 303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649. We would love to talk to you guys. This is off of Janice. It looks like a Janice email that came in. She says, apparently basil can destroy a marriage is the subject line.
Jeez.
She says, JKJ, a friend of mine told me that she and her husband had a heated fight the other night over pesto. She goes, yeah, pesto. He noticed the basil was starting to go bad in the fridge and told his wife that she needed to make pesto with it. She said, okay, I'll make it. End of story? No, he came back with, no, you have to make it tonight. Oh. And she repeated, okay, I said I'll make it. She said, and it kind of spiraled from there.
Oh. Huh.
Do they really care about pesto? But anyway, it sounds like they fought for the next 2 days over pesto,
two
and she didn't
days?
Get to it. The pesto needs to be eaten up. So then she goes into some other stuff, but then she ends the email by saying, now I want to know what's the dumbest, pettiest, most ridiculous fight that you guys have been in a relationship. What were you arguing about? I have been fortunate enough to have had two of these fights in the past 4 days or so.
Oh, lucky you.
Because one happened, I guess it's a little more than 4 days. It was Saturday. Saturday going into Sunday morning, and we were leaving Iowa. And my wife said, what time do you want to leave in the morning? And I said, I'd love to get out of here at 4 a.m., hit the road, beat some traffic.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't know. I think five might be better. Let's sleep in an hour. I was like, I don't know, four would be better. Hour went by, getting ready for bed, setting my alarm. She goes, you know what? Go ahead and set your alarm for 4. We'll get out of here at 4, or wake up at 4 at least, okay, and get rocking. Set my alarm for 4. That Sunday morning, I woke up at 4 o'clock, started to get ready. She's in bed still.
What time is it? When are you up?
I was like, it's 4 a.m. My alarm went off. Let's go. I said 5. We were leaving at 5 a.m. I said, woman?
I said, girl?
Girl? No, you told me right before we went to bed to go ahead and set the alarm for 4 a.m. so we can get out of here. And that spiraled into an all-day argument because she was tired because she didn't get her extra hour of sleep.
And you had to drive together.
Hand to God, I know she said, go ahead and set the alarm for 4 a.m.
Is that a quiet start to the drive?
Oh.
No talking?
I think it's menopause, Brad.
No, stop.
I think it's perimenopause.
No. Don't you say that.
Am I allowed to even
write your hate letters to Jeremy?
Doesn't the menopause involves like memory issues
does,
and stuff, right?
Yeah, okay. You can,
Today we got back, we're like, we need groceries. We better get to Sam's Club. We got to pick up some stuff for the week, okay? We're standing there at Sam's Club in the cooler section. She goes, did you get your iced coffee? I know you wanted a couple of jugs of Starbucks iced coffee. I was like, yeah, I got them. They're right here in the cart. We're good. I was like, we do need some Greek yogurt, though. Could you run down the yogurt aisle and get me some Greek yogurt? She's like, absolutely. She goes wandering down the yogurt aisle, comes back with no Greek yogurt, comes back with 2 jugs of Starbucks iced coffee, though.
Oh, no.
I said, woman!
it can
happen baby,
to the best
honey,
of
sweetie.
Us.
I love
I was
you.
Like, what are you doing? I just said I have Starbucks iced coffee in the cart. No, you didn't. You said you needed it.
No.
Were you enunciating?
We were bickering back and forth through Sam's for the next 40 minutes because, of course, I got to lay it on. Like, hey, we need tortillas, and then I'll go get tortillas. And I go, hun, just so you know, we have tortillas in the cart. Just want to make it clear. So
yeah.
I did that basically for everything.
You're not making it better.
I don't think that's not on him. It's not. I'm gonna
not on me.
I'm gonna back up Jared.
Not on me.
Now you're instigating it. It's one thing if she forgets because it's not your fault.
Menopause.
Yeah, but even if it is, it's not her fault. She doesn't want to forget things. She probably
it was
stupid.
30 seconds from me saying, "Hey, I've got iced coffee in the cart. We need Greek yogurt." She walks down the aisle and comes back with iced coffee.
Yeah. I forget what you say 20 seconds later, too. I totally get it.
Well,
I totally get it. Stop it.
I know we got to dive into break, but I don't want Joel to sit on hold here for too much longer. But if you guys have a ridiculous argument, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I know Katie's got one, too. We'll get to after the break. Hey, Joel.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, buddy. So did you have a ridiculous fight with your significant other?
Oh, man, it's been so many years. That's where to begin. Well, okay, the recent one is I made cinnamon rolls one morning before she went to work, and apparently they're too sticky. That was inconsiderate of me because I made something sticky. Oh, she took them anyways, though. You know what
she took them.
She didn't turn them down, did she, Joel?
You know, I've also been yelled at for doing sit-ups because apparently I'm exercising for what reason?
Who are you looking good for, Joel?
Right? I honestly called yesterday. I want to say shout out to Shinedown and Bush. You guys put on a great concert last night. I wasn't a Bush fan, but I am now.
Hey.
Bush was there, too?
I just want to say that.
Like Gavin Rossdale and all of them?
Oh, got into the crowd and everything. He went up into the crowd.
What a completely random shout out.
I love that.
Yeah. Just throwing it out there in case they're listening. But
if I was your wife, I'd be like, why are you changing the subject on us, Joel?
I know.
Oh, man. She don't listen to the show. She gets mad that I call in.
Oh, really?
You need to divorce her immediately.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
She should listen.
We'll take your cinnamon rolls all day long.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bring the sticky.
Bring that sticky. All right, buddy. Have a great day. Thanks for calling. It's funny. We got a few texts rolling in. What's the ridiculous fight that you've been in with your significant other? Joel called in and said his wife yelled at him for making cinnamon rolls in the morning because it was too sticky.
So inconsiderate.
I know.
Inconsiderate. I got in a fight with Knick Knack in Sam's Club because I had iced Starbucks coffee in the cart already, and she walked down the aisle and brought more iced Starbucks coffee to the cart after I told her we had it already. There's another one that's legendary on this show, and I don't remember what caused the argument. I'll read you the text that I just sent to her. Hey, do you remember what we were fighting about when you jumped out of that moving car?
Yeah, no, like, wait a second.
What did you do? I was trying to remember what we were fighting about, and we weren't going 45 or 50 or down 470 or something. We were backing out of our driveway, and we were just backing out, and, you know, it's, I don't know, 5-6 miles an hour or whatever, and she opened the door and tucked and rolled out.
Oh, my God.
She really
She jumped out of the car. I don't know, she was mad.
I've had enough of you.
Probably because we were out of iced coffee.
Oh, gosh. Geez. You know that wasn't it.
Phone lines are open. If you want to text us or call us, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. A couple that came in over the break, no name on this one. We argued for 2 days because he bought toe shoes.
Oh, you know what? That's a good argument.
I'd probably fight with him, too. I'd pick a fight over
They're
that
comfortable.
One. Oh, yeah. They look so funny, though.
No. Kenneth wrote in and said, we got in a fight because apparently I used the guest towel, and it is for looking, not for using.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's a couple's law.
Oh,
when you're
my
with,
gosh.
So if you have a guest bathroom, you never use the guest
or
towels.
Or the soap, the decorative soap. You
Correct.
Can't use those either.
That's like, your bad, dude. Camp. You screwed up.
Yeah.
I'm on your wife's side on that one.
I love living alone.
I know, Josh.
I love it.
You make
that
such
is funny
because,
like, do you have arguments with, you know, the random women you're sleeping with? Like, arguments consist of? I thought it was
That's
your turn
point.
To buy the Plan B pill.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
That's the
yeah.
point. It's like you don't have to deal with all that
no,
stuff. It's
I mean,
just fun time.
I've had arguments with, like, right. ex-girlfriends and stuff that are incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
I mean,
the girlfriends or the arguments?
The arguments.
Both. No, I mean, I had one argument where.
Oh, Josh.
Harsh.
I don't care at all. There is one that was the dumbest thing ever. An ex-girlfriend in college, and she, like, insisted upon me carrying her regularly to the car. Like, just carrying her. And I was like, I'm not a baby, though.
Like,
that's exactly
like
how I
hold,
felt.
Like a firefighter?
It wasn't a piggyback ride. Yeah, like, it was like a kid, like, carrying her to the car. And I'll never forget this. When she asked me that, I was like, okay, like, maybe once or twice, that's romantic, whatever. I'll carry you to the car, babe. But it was, like, a regular thing. Like,
oh,
she
no.
was like, no, I need you to carry me. And I was like,
you're like, when's my turn?
Absolutely not. And that was almost one of the times where we, like, broke up. But I was like, well, she's really pretty, so I'll stick it out. I'll stick it out. But she, it was a very large argument that we had multiple times where she's like, all right, yeah, get ready. And I was like, what are you doing? This is the
Hold
dumbest
me.
Thing. Literally, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever. And then I've had multiple arguments with, I guess, women that I've talked to because of this show and some things that Jeremy has said
I
on
know,
this show.
Yeah,
that
I
know
what you're talking about.
End relationships.
So you bought the Plan B pill,
yeah,
did you?
Those types
ones.
Of comments.
That one right there.
Where they're like,
it.
Oh, you didn't buy it for me, so who else did you
know,
buy it
exactly,
for?
Right?
And I go, no.
I'm not lying.
But, you know, public versus private conversation.
I know, right? Exactly.
He gives me the...
He sees me off camera going,
No.
A couple more texts coming in at 303-691-1649. She got mad because I brought the ugly Tupperware to the potluck. I didn't know Tupperware could have a reputation. I've been in that kind of an argument with Knick Knack before, too. Like, if you're bringing a dish to an event.
You bring the glass, right?
You bring the nice dish, yeah. not the spaghetti-stained Tupperware to the event. So
that's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Tammy says, he said it's suspicious how I always beat him at Uno. He thinks I'm stacking the deck and he won't play with me anymore.
He's like, there's no way you got three draw fours. There's no way.
He said there's been a ton of fights over Uno.
That's kind of funny.
That's okay. That's good, too. I could see that happening.
He's just competitive. That's okay.
Katie, you got one?
I just want to say something first, though, because I feel like being single so long, and I think Josh can relate to this, too. When you get the married couples who have been together for almost 20 years, I feel like you guys just go because you think it's fun. Like, I think you push each other's buttons.
I do.
Because
she
it's like a game.
Not.
Well, I know people in relationships, and it's the same thing. Men and women do it to where it's almost like you make it a point to push their buttons,
and sometimes
to irritate them.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, you got to pick your battles.
I would say, not to be a little braggy, but we have a pretty solid, good relationship.
Yeah.
So at some point, when you're not fighting a lot, it's just kind of fun to just fight.
Yeah. And
it's just
funny.
Kind of a little ridiculous thing.
I want Nick Nack to rebuttal that and go, no, it's not.
It's not fun, Jeremy.
She was genuinely pissed at me, I think, at Sam's. And for the alarm clock issue, too. But I just, I had a time of my life with that for the rest of every. I'm going to tell you right now, for the next 6 months,
life.
Every time I have an iced coffee, I'm going to let her know. I will text her and say, hey, I'm having an iced coffee right now.
That's so good.
Just to drag it out.
I feel like that's
just
not
who I am.
It's you.
But I think it's just that little kind of crap will also make your relationship stronger.
Yes, that's not an end the relationship fight type of thing.
No.
It's not. It's a little nitpicky, like, hey, remember when you forgot the iced coffee?
And at some point it becomes so ridiculous that it's just kind of cute then.
I think it's kind of funny. I'm not going to lie.
It's an inside joke then at that point.
But it is also kind of curious to me to see people fight and then they'll go days without talking to each other. And I'm just like, what's the whole point of having them around then? Like, that's what I miss about a relationship is having someone to talk to. So, like, I don't know. It's just all very convoluted to me.
Tom wrote in and said, we didn't talk for a day because I called the new rug that she bought beige. And she said, no, it's warm almond.
That's
the kind of crap.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's warm almond. It's not even close to beige. Do you even know beige? Like, I can hear that argument.
It's salmon, not pink.
No, it's beige.
No,
I don't
even
know what beige looks like.
I know. Well, you're colorblind.
I'm screwed
so
if my wife brings that stuff.
Yeah. Go to Highlands Ranch. Yeah. Every house is beige.
Yes. How about this one? This is from Serena. We argued over one of our kids stealing another one of our kids' fries and who had the right to be upset. That's actually pretty good.
See,
like,
that's a good argument.
Sharing
right
is
there.
Caring, but also don't take your kids' fries.
He wasn't eating his fries. Yeah. Let him be stolen.
That's
well,
pretty
then
good.
When the kids come into play, then the mom takes one kid's side, the dad takes the other kid's side, and then the whole family's involved in the fight.
Like, honestly, little Johnny could stop eating some fries.
Exactly,
okay?
Right. Little Johnny could,
Here's
miss
a no name
a french
from
fry.
4486. We had a 3-day standoff because I threw away the good empty cardboard box that she was saving for something important.
Okay, that's
did you throw
actually
away the cardboard box? Yeah, it's an empty box.
I was saving that.
I have been there
boxes.
Too.
Yeah. I hate that, but I save my boxes. Like, that's.
It's funny.
It usually happens like right around October. Nick Nack starts hoarding boxes in the house because you
for
need
Christmas.
Them for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I hate stacks of empty boxes. Mostly because my mother-in-law has an issue, and I'm like, I don't want to turn into that.
But what about, like, if she threw away one of the old Star Wars toy boxes that you
that's
have?
That's different.
Is it? Those are empty boxes.
That is
she
a collector's
better, right?
item.
Yeah.
From the 70s.
I'm just saying, it's an empty box to some people.
Not 50 Amazon boxes with the goofy smile on the side.
I agree with you.
Don't even.
But to her, it could be, I'm devil's advocate, it could
I'm
be
with you.
I know.
An
I've always
box.
Heard that the tape on the boxes bring ants. So that's why I try
really?
And get rid of the boxes.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
Yeah, they bring bugs. The sticky
no,
tape
they
on
don't.
The boxes.
No, do they taste
I
good?
I don't know.
We have
yeah,
ants
the,
in our basement.
The bugs are attracted
Katie,
to the
go
tape
lick
on the
tape
boxes.
Tonight.
Katie, I don't know.
After I was starting an argument with you right now.
I know, right?
Did you ever argue with your exes?
One actually is still in and still gets me worked up when I think about it. Because first of all, I was like 8 months pregnant, okay? So that already, everything
hormonal.
Sets me off. I'm just mad. I wake up mad. So one time, so when I was pregnant, I tried to do everything by the book. I'm telling you, I didn't eat deli meat. I was like trying
no
so hard
litter.
To do everything just right. So
only
we took,
drank once a day.
No, right? I really cut back, Josh.
Glass of
really
wine at dinner.
Cut back. But no, so I we took Lamaze classes. And I thought it was really important to make sure we knew everything. And we had to go to these Lamaze classes once a week. And it was just across, we lived across the street from the hospital. But gosh, I had to drag her dad into every single one of those classes. Like, it was going to ruin his life if he came and learned about the miracle of childbirth.
Was he breathing heavy as he went in?
He was. No, but like, like he was,
it was more
mad
sighing.
About it. I know, he was so mad about it. But not only that, so then in Lamaze classes, you know, they talk to the mommy and the daddy. Like, that's what they call you. Well, mommy, well, daddy, what do you? And he hated that. He was just, I don't like that she calls me daddy. Like, it was just this whole thing that we fought
that.
About.
He's going to run off with her.
I'll tell you what it was. Like, the moment that just, like, set him off, and we fought for, like, 2 weeks. I almost went into labor still fighting over this. But the Lamaze teacher told him, like, all the dads, it was a class at the next, like, we had a Lamaze class, and then 4 days later, we had another one because we were getting close to the delivery date. And so over the weekend, the dad's homework was to rub the mom's feet. And the Lamaze teacher said, oh, your mommy's feet hurt so bad. Like, you have to get in there, make her feel good. And he took that. He was so mad about that. He's like, now she's telling me what to do at home?
Oh
no.
Geez.
No, I am not doing
monster.
That. And he stood on business on that. Like, he was like, this is not happening.
I'm not rubbing mama's feet.
Rubbing mama's feet because she told me I had to. And it was like, just because somebody told him he had to do something, he was adamantly not going to do it.
So you got in a fight over it.
Oh, he slept on the couch.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
It was a fight because I was like, I am pregnant. Like, you would act like you got to push something the size of a watermelon out your body in a month. Like, I was so mad about it. I was like, you can't rub my feet. I'm carrying your child. Like, oh, the fights were crazy.
That's pretty good.
That one set us off. And it wasn't, if it wasn't for the birth of our beautiful daughter, we may still be fighting.
Right.
I'm just saying. So that one
sticks
in my brain.
That's a pretty solid one.
Yeah.
Although.
Don't you side with him, Jeremy. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Joshua.
It's summertime. Hold on, guys. It's summertime. And Katie wears a lot of open-toed shoes.
Oh, no. Don't make fun of my feet.
And I've
Don't
seen her
do
feet.
It. Don't make fun of my feet.
It's the sixth toe that gets me. That's
I'm on
the...
her husband's side, you guys.
Yeah.
No. Listen.
The extra pinky.
Funyuns are hereditary, okay?
Here's Kate on the line. Hi, Kate.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're super dupes. Tell us about the argument you got in.
So, okay. My son is now 3 years old, and we're all ready for potty training a year ago. Want to make it fun. So we got this little froggy potty from Amazon where you just put it on the wall, and when you pee, the tongue is like a water wheel, and it spins around. Super fun for a three-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I want one of those.
Or probably any guy. And so my husband, he kept blaming my son for peeing on the floor. But he's not peeing in the toilet. He's peeing in his froggy potty.
Yeah.
He's still blaming him for that. And I said, there's no way. He doesn't go there. Yes, he does. This is the problem. He's peeing on the floor. He's not. So, and there's only one other guy in the house.
That pees on the floor. And it's your husband.
Yes, it's him. It's totally him. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, right? It's not you. Kate, oh my gosh.
Right?
So he's still not owning up to this? Like,
no, he still hasn't owned up to it.
It's obviously him.
Obviously.
Clearly him.
I thought for sure, though, you were going to say that you would go in every day and there's like urine in the froggy potty. And it was your husband using the froggy potty.
Because it's fun.
It's fun. The little wheel spins around. Kate, God, I hope you don't have carpet in your bathroom.
I know.
No, not at all.
Praise the Lord. Kate, great call. Super funny. You have a great day. Go buy a mop.
You did the same. Bye, guys. Bye.
Here's Alexa. Hi, Alexa.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So you were fighting with your boyfriend, it looks like.
Yes.
Over what?
So we actually were arguing about whether the top hump of the bread on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is a better bite than the corner on the bottom of the sandwich.
Oh. Which one's better for you?
I prefer the top.
Yeah.
For sure.
How is the bite going on? I'm confused.
So, if you're looking at a slice of bread, they have the bottom corners, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they have the top hump of the bread, yes. which is normally where people start, right?
Yes.
Like the butt?
Are you talking like the butt
of the bread?
No, the top humps of the bread. So where the bread comes up on top like this, and so it's the two little things on top.
So take a bite on the top or the bottom
of the bread. Yes. we're good. Okay, keep
going.
You're
fighting over this.
Yes. And he thinks that the corner part of the bread is so much more superior, and I'm like, no, it's so dry. Like, I'd rather just not eat that part of the sandwich.
Yeah. See, this is why I get Uncrustables. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you. I think I'm...
Yeah, the right? top hump is way better.
Although I'm an adult and I don't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but...
I mean, that's fair.
I mean, that's fair. All right, Alexa, that's good. A good one. That's a goofy fight. We appreciate you calling in. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
That's funny, man.
Oh, my gosh. The stuff that people fight about, just pushing people's buttons
because he can, right? Seriously, that's part of those things. That's when you spend too much time together.
Yeah, and you're like, you know what? The bottom corner is better.
Maybe we need a little bit of a break, like just to spend the night at someone else's house, you know?
7466 wrote in and said, driving out of our neighborhood, my husband was talking about how awful everyone's lawns looked. Apparently, I made the wrong facial expression. So he said, if I can't vent about that, I can't vent about work.
Oh. As in, she can't vent about work,
right?
Oh,
she can't vent about it.
Oh, she's got some spelling mistakes there. Anyway, she made the wrong face.
About the lawn.
I feel like that's something you'd do because you love lawn care.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
So if Nick Nack made the wrong face, like, you'd be like, I just need you to listen.
I just need you to listen right now.
Yeah.
I got one more for you.
That's funny.
This was from Tim. Tim wrote in and said, my wife cried and we fought because I said a dress that she was wearing made her look like a baked potato.
Well, probably could have omitted the baked potato part. Like,
baked potatoes are notoriously fluffy.
The color makes your eyes pop. Like, there's something you can say nice about
the dress.
Do
you like this dress? Well...
Yeah.
You kind of look like a baked potato.
Probably don't say that, though. Like, maybe miss that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
pretty good.
I'm on his side. She probably did look like a baked potato.
Yeah, send pics.
Wouldn't you rather know if you look like a baked potato or not?
See, that's the age-old question. Be honest to your wife or no?
I would think Nick Nack would be like, tell me if I look like a baked potato in this.
Well,
you're more of a tater tot. But.
Twice baked, baby. Twice baked.
Yeah, girl.